Patricia Crapeline Bartels. In 1974, I was fresh from graduate school at UC Davis and interviewing for a job in Northern California as a rookie nurse practitioner. As a public health nurse, I'd been frustrated by the lack of access to healthcare for so many, and was delighted to see the nursing profession expand and begin trainings nurse practitioners. I decided to go back to school and chose a multifaceted program that selected nurses from rural sites, Native American communities, and a group of us from public health or education background. I considered myself a fully formed feminist at the time, having morphed from an Air Force brat into an anti-war activist and an organic farm chick. My parents were military and Democrats, but as Southerners were steeped in racism. I recall coming home from college and during a dinner conversation being called Tokyo Rose by my father, related to my anti-war sentiments. I would love them, but from a distance. The position for a nurse practitioner in Napa began to appeal to me. The physician owner of the practice admitted, "I am not as interested in children or women or the elderly." Hey, bingo! I wasn't all that fond of adult males. Early on, commenting on my single gal status, the physician offered to put my name forward at the country club in Napa. What? Through dance and theater, I began to develop a group of friendships that would nourish me throughout the years that I spent there. Our practice continued to flourish, and I became known as a feminist healthcare provider. I did home visits to elderly, homebound patients, and also made visits to collectives in the hills, running informal healthcare and sexuality educational events. The practice began to accept my friends without health insurance. Well, wasn't that most of us? And who they could pay by playing music at the physician's party, or by bartering wine or freshly grown food. We accepted Vine Village residents into the practice, and I felt honored to have developmentally challenged residents receive good health care with us. Sure, Napa Valley was beautiful, but in 1974, the wine and foodie business had not yet taken off. Napa Valley seemed to roll up the sidewalks at 4 p.m. Could my feminist self survive here? What about dancing and acting? I found comfort in a woman-run diner in Yachtville. I found a hiking and squash partner in the probation office. There was Sudie Pollock, social worker extraordinaire, with her passion and care for teen mothers, and the beginning of discussions for Clinica Olé for farm workers and families. I was delighted to act in Napa College theatricals, where I met director Jan Molin, and eventually joined the Sunseed Repertory Collective as well. We enjoyed developing and acting in many original pieces, including a Sylvia Plath dance reading piece, and Wonder Woman Meets the Cardboard Stud. Our venues were backyards, homes, and the occasional winery tasting room. I left Napa in the fall of 1977 to teach graduate school in Boston. My beloved nurse practitioner role was finally taking off nationally, and I was called to be a part of educating a new generation of nurse practitioners.